This is Valerie Burton, founder of the CAP Institute, and I am here with Jasmine Taylor. We are so excited about having the opportunity to share with you some of our graduates, and they're just such an amazing group of people, not only because they're passionate about helping other people and really understanding and becoming excellent as coaches, but also because they happen to be highly intelligent, highly focused on purpose, and very, as I have found, very compassionate for other people. And so I love to see the ways in which they are using our coach training programs in their own lives and in their own businesses and oftentimes in their organizations. So, Jasmine, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, tell us just a little bit about what you do professionally and how you came to coaching.
So I have about a 25-year history of working in the mental health profession. I'm a psychiatrist, and I spend a good deal of my time helping my patients actually function in their day-to-day lives and deal with various mental challenges that they might have. So that's what my current focus is and my passion. I actually love what I do. I actually enjoy seeing patients get better. Mm-hmm. So when I thought about coaching, I came to coaching not because I didn't love what I do day-to-day, because I still do that, but I also have, I get a great deal of joy working with particularly students. I worked a lot with professional students, health professional students, but I get a good deal of joy out of helping people go to the next level. And honestly, sometimes some of my patients are doing the best they can at the level where they are, and they're not really seeking the next level. So it was it was kind of exciting for me to have an avenue where I could work with clients who had figured out kind of level A and were ready to move on to get to B or E, but they were stuck or they couldn't figure out, how to make that happen. And I saw coaching as a way to do that. But I recognized that I needed a little bit of tooling up myself, because for many years, my way of thinking was really more about how can I help you function and live your life and deal with kind of where you are, dealing with the challenges that you have on a day-to-day from a perspective of mental health and wellness. So I knew that I needed to find a way to kind of shift my paradigm, and then I had to figure out how to turn it on and off, depending on which environment I was in, whether I had a patient in front of me or a client in front of me.
Right. So, I mean, that's how really huge. I mean, as a psychiatrist, tell me if at any point when you first began to even think about coaching, did you have reservations? And if so, how did you overcome those? Because oftentimes, you know, those who are in the helping professions, whether psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, licensed counselors, sometimes struggle a little bit with the idea of coaching because it is a helping profession, but it is not a helping profession in the traditional sense of requiring a graduate degree or let alone a medical degree in order to be able to practice. So how did you deal with that in particular?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. And it took a good deal of thought for me to kind of come to a point where, quite frankly, it made sense for me to take this step. I learned quickly that, you know, sharing it with my current mental health profession colleagues was probably not my best avenue, because they would all say, well, I don't understand. Why do you want to do this again? I'm not following. What I did was I exposed myself to people who were doing coaching, whether they were in health profession field or not, but just kind of getting a better understanding about what coaching really is, you know, how you're getting people to move the needle and think about action and not so much focused on the past. And then I was fortunate enough to meet a therapist who had made the transition. She actually left her practice and became a full-time coach. And so I had an opportunity to talk with her. And I realized then I was kind of on, maybe I was onto something and maybe onto the right path. So I began putting myself in situations where I could meet people who did the coaching. I then began looking for training. And then I researched and I found that there is a whole community of people who are both health providers and coaches. So I realized, I said, okay, this is something that makes sense, that people are realizing it is a place we need to go. This is the next step. And we certainly are recognizing it in the health profession field. When you're trying to help a young person go from college student to medical, dental, nursing student to a health provider, they certainly need coaching. And I think we're recognizing that. So for me, it was just talking to people. I realized the importance of getting good counsel, you know, talking to people, putting my dream out there, and seeing what I got back, you know, saying something to somebody, and then they would say, oh, well, you need to go and go watch this, or you need to go talk to this person.
Kind of gave you your next step, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, it kind of led me to you. I was attending another event, and I was kind of sharing with someone how I was having difficulty making this transition, even in my own head. You know, what's the difference between what I'd be doing as a psychiatrist and then as a coach, and did I really need this? I'd already put, you know, so many years into psychiatry. And I ended up at an event that was hosted by another organization, and you happened to be speaking. And I had an opportunity to hear you speaking, and your message resonated with me. I was really drawn to your warmth and your authenticity. And then equally important to me was your background. You know, you were able to put forth a scientific foundation for what you were doing with research to support it. And certainly that's kind of how I think. So I was excited.
Right.
I was like, okay, finally. Now I can take this back to my colleagues who are saying, there's no research. There's no, like, yes, there is. And it's called positive psychology, and there are people working on this, and I can show you a study. So that was really very exciting for me when I was connected to you.
Wow. So you decided to, you went through CTI, which is our 3-day program. That's in person. You're there with all sorts of like-minded people, and you weren't the only person from the helping professions that were there. We just have such a diversity of people. It's very interesting.
Right.
But then you also decided to go through CPEC, our Certified Personal and Executive Coach Program.
Right.
So that's a different learning experience because it is, you do it online, but it's live webinars. You're live there with the instructor, with your fellow students. Tell me about that experience and what your biggest takeaway has been from going through the 6-month certification program.
Okay. Well, can I briefly start back at what I got from CTI and how I made the decision
absolutely.
To go to that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mentioned that I met you and did some research and decided I was going to go to CTI. And I decided that either way I win, because if all I get is something that helps me improve myself, then that's wonderful. Because at that point in my life, I needed that. And that's another discussion if you want to have that one. But so for me, CTI was going to either benefit me or it was going to open up an avenue for me to continue training.
Mm-hmm.
And I got much more than I expected from CTI, actually. I so enjoyed the people who were there. I mean, because I think a certain person is drawn to that kind of experience. So the people in the room were just amazing people. I mean, they were doing, they were all, each in their own right, making an impact. They were all open to learning. There was a warmth in the room. There was just kind of a feeling of identity. You know, you found, it's like I found my people. So I decided that if there was an opportunity to have more of that, to have more of this environment, to have more of this knowledge from, you know, that's founded in research, and it's not just anecdotal. If there was an opportunity to have more of that, I wanted it. So that's when I made up my mind that I was going to enroll in the 6 months. And again, I have not been disappointed. I like learning kind of, I like a little bit of structure when I learn, you know. It's important to me that, and this is one of the things I like about your curriculum, is that it's outlined. So I know what to expect. I know what my learning is going to be for, you know, this week or the next 3 weeks. And I like that. I mean, I know that there are opportunities to do online where you kind of, it's just totally self-directed. And maybe there are people who like that. But when you're, for me, when you're entering a new field, I mean, especially when you're entering in a field that is not, you're not a native in that field or that language of study. And to just kind of decide that you're just going to wander through and meander through and figure it out, to me, that's a waste of time. I don't like like that. Yeah, I can definitely, in your program, there are opportunities for additional learning. I mean, we're giving references and resources, and we can go out and do some self-directed. But I so appreciate having kind of the facilitator online kind of guiding us through. And, you know, we have a period where there's more of a didactic experience. And then there's a period of really rich discussion with the same people, some of the same people, that we had an opportunity to meet at the intensive. So
Yeah.
I know, right? I mean, and in fact, I've, you know, this is kind of a little side thing. I mean, I have, like, gained friends from this experience. I have one of my coaching partners in my little group of three is lives in Trinidad. And she's like, oh, you need to come visit. And I'm thinking, I think I will. I mean,
I love that connection. Yeah, because when we do your scientific cohort, when you go through the six-month program, so it's not just you. You have that opportunity to connect with them and to coach them, and they coach you and so forth. But, yeah, that's a great offline opportunity to deepen those relationships, and I hear that very often. Hey, we've become friends. We're doing X, Y, or Z, and I love it. And it's easy because you already have so much in common, just the philosophy of life, of personal growth, of helping other people. Yeah, absolutely. So I know for you, you've pointed out that this program had a really big impact on you. What has changed for you since going through CTI and now CPEC?
Wow, okay. Let me just think about how I want to frame it. I guess, you know, when I decided that I was going to enter into, you know, the program and do the intensive, you know, I came to it from a position of I wasn't my strongest self at the time that I found your program. I had several major kind of events to occur in my life. So, and major and, you know, it's not very good, but still even any kind of change can be stressful, whether it's good stress bad stress, it's stress.
Yeah.
So, so for me, finding this community, was life-changing. It helped me to see that that the desire that I had to do this thing called coaching that my colleagues thought was a little bit different was okay. I was not some kind of alien person. I mean, there were other people who felt that way who wanted to do that. And it really created a real supportive environment for me, and I needed that at that point. So beyond the educational, the learning experience, it was really deeply personal for me as well, and kind of helped me to, you know, I feel hopeful. Sounds so, gosh, that sounds really major, but it really did kind of change my perspective in that way. I mean, I started implementing, I think one of the most powerful things you said during the training was, you didn't say it this way, I'm going to paraphrase it. Basically, I can't give to somebody else what I don't already have, or I can't encourage you to live your life in a certain way if I'm not doing those things, if I'm not focused on my well-being in various areas, whether it's spiritual or in my relationships or my career, then how can I teach that? How can I role model that? And so when I left that training, I determined that I was going to pay attention and be much more aware of how I was living in each of those parts of my life. And for me, that was life-changing because it really did change the is it the happiness pie? I think it has that. It changed my happiness pie.
Yes.
It really
wow.
did. And,
that's
yeah,
powerful.
So it was really, it was what I needed at the time. And it amazes me how what you need is there if you just open your eyes and see it.
Yeah.
And it's there at the right time. And for me, CTI was there at the right time. I needed that.
Wow. Well, let me ask you
about that.
Say that again.
I said I'll forever be grateful for that because it was really very, very important and necessary. So thank you.
I'm just grateful for you sharing. You know, we have so many students who go through, and we don't always know the stories, and it's encouraging, it's powerful, it's exciting to us, and it's very exciting to me. So I have one more question.
Okay.
For that person who might be on the fence about coming to CTI, mm-hmm. they're thinking, well, do I want to make the investment of money, of time? Is this really something I could do? Am I going to get something out of it? Should I do it? I don't want to make the wrong decision. I mean, it is an investment of your resources, and it's a commitment. CTI, fortunately, is just a 3-day commitment, but, of course, CPAC
right.
is a longer one. What's your one piece of advice, the one thing that you would say to them as they try to make that decision?
Mm-hmm. Overall, I'd say do it. It'll be worth it. But I think just to unpack that a little bit, I think we invest all the time. I mean, we make financial investments. We make investments of our time. And oftentimes, we do it with very little thought. And we invest significant funds and time to things that really don't move us forward at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think CTI is an investment, but I guarantee you it'll be an investment that will have a positive impact for you. Now, you know, a person may not, they may decide that they don't want a business coaching, and that's fine. But what you experience, what you learn, the people you're exposed to, the information that is shared will change you, and it will impact mm-hmm. you. And I think it's definitely worth the investment. If your experience stops right there with CTI, it would definitely be worth it. I hope it wouldn't stop with CTI, but if that's all you did, I guarantee you cannot be the same person when you walk out of that experience that you were when you walked in.
Mm, that's powerful. Wow. So, Jasmine, as a psychiatrist and a coach, I love hearing your perspective. You've invested years of your life into helping people improve their lives, and then to add coaching to that, which is, I think anybody could use a coach as long as you're, you know, healthy enough, mentally functioning enough, you know, having that person to help you navigate life, navigate obstacles, plan your vision, dream bigger, have hope. I mean, what you just said, you know, hope is where vision
mm-hmm.
starts. And coming to understand that, I just respect so much what you do and your insight and your willingness to share it with others. So thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Valerie, may I say one more thing about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
I wanted to share this with you, and I may have, I don't know if I've shared this before, but I had an opportunity to use my coaching with one of my patients. This is a, you know, patient who was ready for coaching, and
mm-hmm.
we talked about it, and we coached a little bit, and at the end of that session, you know, he looked at me, and he said, wow, no doctor has ever talked to me and helped me in that way. I mean, you know, you actually asked me what I thought I needed to do. You let me talk.
Mm.
And in fact, I had taken the time to draw something down. I wanted to kind of give him a visual of what we were thinking. We were talking about how the past, there are some things in your past that need to stay there. There's some things that come into your future, but you make the choice. And he looked over and leaned over and said, Doc, can I take this with me? Because I'm going to put this on my wall. This has just been
wow.
the most helpful session. So that
wow.
made me feel great. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm doing the psychiatric evaluation / coaching. I'm so excited.
But tell me, what do you think that did for him, the coaching versus the more traditional medical approach to him as a patient?
Well, I think it really, okay, overused word, but I think it empowered him. I mean, I think he began to see that he could make changes in his life, that he actually could change and make change his actions, move the needle in his own life just by kind of thinking about it, by having more awareness that he wasn't stuck in this old way of functioning and thinking. And the fact that I trusted him, because I told him, I said, you know, I really believe the answer is within you. And I think probably that was that was unlocking for him, because he looked at me and he said, you mean to tell me you think I know how to do this? And I said, I absolutely do. I really do. And I'm just here to guide and help. But you know. And then he began to just talk, you know, and it was it was powerful for me. And I thought,
it sounds powerful even
often.
Even just listening to it, what I hear is him, I hear the whole concept of self-efficacy and him being able to build a stronger level of confidence that there are things he can do that are within his power to do. And that is one of the, I think, amazing pieces of coaching is, you know, our belief that the client has answers. And we're there to help pull those out. And so that's something for many people, they just need to see, and especially if you if you've been through therapy as opposed to coaching, you know, I think it is a shift, and it can be very difficult. I have found, I've had many of these conversations, especially with therapists, this is hard because, you know, I'm used to doing it this certain way, and coaching is this way, and so you have to strike a balance that someone that comes into it having never coached or done anything else in the helping profession doesn't have to deal with. It's all new to them. So it takes a real level of skill for you to incorporate this into what you've already been doing for years and then to see results from it. I mean, I know you know that. I just want to affirm it for you.
Well, you know, I always, my perspective on my patients is not paternalistic anyway. I've always said to them, we were partners in this. But what I'm grateful for is I now have another tool that I can use in this partnership that may be equally powerful for them and maybe even more so. You know, once they've been stabilized and they are able to function day to day, now I have something else I can offer to take them to the next level. And so I'm excited about that. I really am.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you for sharing that extra bit. And thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to share with us. We're really proud to have you as one of our CAP Institute graduates and one of our CPET coaches. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from you. At least we hope so.
Well, thank
over
you.
The coming
I hope
years.
So too.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Jasmine.
Ma'am.